The International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation presents The Rum Runners, a comedy series written by author Norman Creighton about the rum goings-on in Canada's maritime provinces during the bad or good old days of Prohibition, depending on how you look at it. The hero or arch-villain of the series, again, depending on your viewpoint, is Inspector John McMulloch of the Revenue Department, whose vital task is to stamp out drinking, and the smugglers, who made a business and profit out of encouraging a wee dram at literally any cost. Now, here is the case of the Lunenburg Charmer with Inspector McMulloch.
Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. And the sound you're listening to? That's a spinning wheel. The kind our great-grandmothers used to occupy their spare time. Not too many of these old spinning wheels left, except in museums. They belong to an age when the womenfolk believed in keeping busy. And throughout all the Maritimes, there was no place where the women kept any busier than in Lunenburg County. Even as late as the 1920s, when I was chasing the rum runners as a preventive officer, the whir of the spinning wheel could be heard in the occasional farmhouse in rural Lunenburg, where the old ways were still cherished, and they turned out some pretty remarkable work.
Is it finished?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not quite.
Granny, can't you hurry up?
Rush me. Now, which way was it? Oh, yes, this strand doubles back under...
Granny, she's coming up the road. I think I see her coming up the road.
Get me off first. Which strand crosses... Oh, yes. This one.
Hurry, Granny. Hurry. Spin.
I'm hurrying.
She's coming.
Oh, give me time, child. Give me time.
But you've been working on it for such a long while. You've been spinning for months. It must be ready now. There's a whole ball of it there you've spun.
Yes, it's this final thread you're to use. Now, Len. Listen to me. This thread carries a very special charm. Oh, I wonder if I have it right. Now, let me see. Yes. Now, I've got it. There. Now, that is
it. Is it finished?
Yes. It's the magic thread.
Are you quite sure it's the magic thread?
Quite sure. Here, now, you take it.
Now, what'll I do with it?
Don't get nervous, Ninny.
I won't.
Now, be masterful. Lemmick, remember this. You come of old Hanoverian stock. And we Lunenburgers expect our men to be master of the house.
But do you think it'll cure her?
Of course it'll cure her. I've been charming all my life. Are you questioning my power?
No, I didn't mean that, Granny. I just meant... Well, I hope it works, that's all.
Now, don't let her see it.
Oh, no.
When she isn't looking...
Yes?
You tie the magic thread around that long braid of flaxen hair that hangs down her back.
Yes?
And then...
Yes?
You will be boss of the house.
No, I wish I'd known about this when we first got married.
Well, she wasn't so bad then. It's just during this past 6 months she's been putting the pants on while you were out there fishing on the Grand Banks. And I've had to live with her. You didn't. It's me that's had to put up with her ordering me around and setting my spinning wheel over here beside the window where I'm in a draft and liable to catch a cold. and upsetting my bottles of tansy tea and powdered toadwort. Now, how can I get any charming done with her running things?
Let me see now. First, I'll get her to look out the window and...
Yes?
And then when she has her back turned to me, I'll take her long braided pink tail and tie the magic thread around. Granny, I don't think I can tie it on. Here, you do it.
Don't lose your nerve, man.
But if she catches me doing it...
Brady cat. Haven't you any spunk at all? Are you going to let that wife of yours run your house and run you?
Show
some spirit, man. Assert yourself, for goodness sake.
Yes. I'll try. I see you got back from town, wife.
I got back from town. I generally do, don't I?
Yes, dear. Yes, of course.
Why are you both looking at me like that? Lemmick, what's that you're holding behind your back?
Holding behind my... nothing.
Well, what is it?
It's nothing, dear. It's really nothing.
Hold your hands out till I see.
Oh, it's just a little piece of thread, that's all. Just a piece of... Red.
Give it to me and I'll sew on that button that's off your overall.
No, Verna. I don't want the button sewn on. Please.
Why not?
Well, I'd rather just go without the button and keep the thread.
Where'd you get that thread?
It's just a little bit of thread, Verna. Granny spun it for me. It's nothing.
You nincompoop. Oh, do something.
I'm trying.
What's been going on here while I was away? Granny, you've been thinking up some more of those crazy old...
Not crazy. They've been curing people in Lunenburg ever since we came over from Germany in 1753. And they're just as good today as they ever were, Miss Impertinence. Well, I've cured more people with my charming... Well, will you give me a good salt herring and a few live toads and I'll cure most anything?
You're not going to.
Mrs. Swinimer has that child over there suffering from whooping cough.
And you on that again.
Won't let me do a thing for it. Well, I could cure that child. Just pass it under the legs of a donkey. That's all I have to do. And you won't let
you just
me.
Put it right out of your head. We've got enough of that old time stuff.
Dear Lemmy, that's what she's been going on while you were away at sea. She wouldn't let me get her any life, told you.
Lemmy,
do something. Do you have to just stand there?
Verna, please, I have a surprise for you.
A surprise? For me?
Yes.
Well, I have a surprise for you, too, Lemmick.
Well, let me give you my surprise first. Just turn around, dear. Please.
Turn around?
That's right. Turn around and look out the window.
Oh, why?
Well, I just want you to look out the window and see what a pretty view we have.
Oh, Lemmick, I know what the view is.
Oh, Verna, please, now look out the window.
All right.
Now, isn't that a beautiful view with the green grass going right down to the rocky beach and the fish head and the gray fish flakes and the deep blue water and the light blue of the sky? Oh, how do you unfasten this kerchief?
You want me to take off my kerchief, do you?
Just keep looking out the window, dear.
Well, there now.
Look out
there.
The window.
My kerchief's off. And how do you like my surprise?
Your pigtail. What's happened to your pigtail?
I had it cut off while I was in Chester.
Cut off?
Bobbed. That's what they call it. Just the way the movie stars are doing it in Hollywood.
Bob?
Mary Miles Minter and Norma Talmadge and Mary Pickford and all the big stars. They're having their hair bobbed. Oh, whoopee! It's all the rage. Do you like it?
Bob, but where do I tie on the... Granny? Granny, what do I do with the magic thread?
Magic thread? Granny, is this some more of your nonsense?
Oh, you stupid man. You could have so easily cured.
Cure me? Now, you listen to me, Lamech. If you think I'm... Magic thread. Oh, I've got a good mind to smash that old spinning wheel. Lemmick's away at sea. Who milks the cows and looks after the oxen? I'd like to know. I think I deserve a little fun for a change. I'm tired of you all talking work.
I won't say anything. I won't say a word. I won't say a word. There's nobody around here. Nobody listens to me anymore.
Now look what you've done.
Well, it's true. All she can think about is work. I'm fed up with it, and I'm fed up with the way she bosses you around. Lamech, haven't you got any gumption? Can't you stand on your own two feet instead of letting her keep your nose to the grindstone all the time? Why, you don't stop long enough to even notice what your wife is wearing. Hmm? I have on lipstick.
Lipstick? Whereabouts?
Oh, I give up. Maybe when I put on my new bathing suit, you'll begin to take notice.
You didn't buy a bathing suit.
Yes, I bought a bathing suit.
But you have a bathing suit, the one Granny made for you. She spun the yarn and knit it and everything.
I know she did, and I hate it.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Wait till you see the one I bought, and then you'll know. This is the Max Sennett bathing suit special. There. What do you think of that?
You're not going to wear this.
I most certainly am.
Not in public. Not down to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But Verna, what if Mr. Swinimer should see you?
I hope he does. I'm going to do a little sunbathing on the fish plate.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Can't I? Who's going to stop me?
Now, Verna, please, be reasonable.
Perhaps I'll lie off on the grass alongside our mailbox. Oh. Do you think I could stop traffic?
You wouldn't go out by the road.
And I'm going to put up a sign, spinning wheel for sale. Maybe some of those Americans will come along in their big cars and be fool enough to buy it.
Not Granny spinning wheel?
Yes. Either it goes or I go.
Pardon me, miss?
Yes?
Do you mind if I take a picture of you with my new box camera?
Oh, why, no, if you'd like to.
This is such a pastoral scene. The old spinning wheel and the young, bathing beauty. Yes, I don't think I've seen anything quite so charming in a long while.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
If you would just stand beside the spinning wheel and bend over a little as if you... Yes, that's very good. Oh, that's a most attractive pose. Now, a smile, please.
Please.
That's it. Now, keep smiling. Wait till I get the shutter ready. These box cameras are quite complicated to operate. You have to get it in focus.
I in focus?
Yes. Now, just a minute. Excuse me. What is that delicate aroma I detect in the air?
Aroma?
Why, it smells like... Yes, like newly baked bread hot out of the pan.
Granny's baking some barley bread.
Barley bread?
I'm still smiling.
Is she in the kitchen?
Who?
This granny you speak of.
There she is. You can see her through the kitchen window.
Oh, what a magnificent fragrance. Is she alone?
Say, how much longer do I have to smile? Are you going to take my picture?
But later, perhaps. But right now, I'd like to get a picture of granny and those loaves of freshly baked barley bread. Oh, what an entrancing fragrance.
Oh, hey, listen. Oh, I like that.
Who was that?
A man wanted to take my picture.
Oh, did he?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Did he take Verna's picture?
No. He didn't.
Oh, thank goodness. He could have been from the newspaper. Imagine if her picture appeared in the Bridgewater Bulletin as my wife in a one-piece bathing suit. Granny, are you sure he didn't take her picture?
If you were so anxious about it, why didn't you go out and do something instead of skulking around in back of the fish shed?
I was just watching to see if anyone else was watching.
Well, of course they were watching. Mr. Swinham has been at the kitchen window all morning. And Andy Krause upset a whole wheelbarrow load of fish just gawking at her. The mailman almost ran over our prize goose. All because she's out there lolling off on the grass. Now, Lennox, if you had any backbone at all, you'd go out there and yank her in by the hair of her head.
I couldn't. She's had it bobbed.
Well, then you'd pick her up bodily and carry her into the house and my spinning wheel along with her. Oh, how do you expect me to do any more charming around here without a spinning wheel? And there's a lot of charming needs to be done, believe me, right here in this house. And you, Lennox, are the first one I'm going to start on.
Well, what's the matter with me?
What's the matter with you? Well, Lennox, you don't know how to be a husband. You know, I don't blame Verna for carrying on like this. If she's got out of hand, it's your fault, Lennox. You can't even tell her to make you a second piece of toast without getting down on your knees. Sometimes I wonder what's happening to the old Lunenburg blood. It's getting pretty thin. Pretty thin. Yes, I'll have to do some charming on you. I can see that.
What did you have in mind, Granny?
Well, for men like you, I rather favor a live toad placed in your bed at midnight on the dark of the moon.
Oh, no, Granny, please.
That makes them hot.
No toads, not in bed.
You need drastic medicine, Lennox.
But not the toad treatment, Granny. A little tansy tea, yes, but no live toads, but please.
Oh, answer the door.
Suppose it's that man again.
Maybe he wants my picture alongside of her and her baby.
Well, where are you? Oh, are you slipping out the back door? Let me come back here. Yes? Come in.
Do you mind if I step in for a minute?
Well, no. Are you after my picture, too?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have my camera with me. But you would make a very lovely picture.
Oh, well.
Surrounded by all those loaves of bread fresh from the oven by the look of them?
Well, yes. I make a batch of barley bread about once a week.
Barley bread? They say it's very good for you.
Oh, yes. Barley bread has been the mainstay of us people here in Lunenburg for centuries. It's one of the best medicines there is. Barley bread and my charming is what's kept this neighborhood so healthy.
Is that so?
Mrs. Allen up the road is 92, and she still does her chores.
You don't say.
And Amby Krause is getting on for 100.
Well, I guess you must be Granny. I've heard about you.
Yes. Well, they come from quite a ways around to see me for, liver growed and broken ribs and whatnot.
You had a visit this afternoon, I understand, from a man traveling through in a car.
Yes. He had a camera and he took my picture.
Did you happen to notice if he had an anchor tattooed on the back of his hand?
An anchor? Well, yes, I believe he did.
Rather flashily dressed, was it?
Well, he looked very nice, and he spoke like such a gentleman. He asked if he could take my picture, and then I gave him a loaf of bread. Oh, poor fellow. He's having rather a hard time, you know. He's one of those rum runners, and the police don't seem to like what he's doing.
You know what he's been doing?
Well, handling rum, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, it's very good, you know, rum. Mr. Krause drinks it all the time.
Now, Granny, just a minute. Before you start informing on any of your neighbors, I must warn you that I represent the law. And these people are breaking the law.
Mr. Krause? But that's ridiculous. He wouldn't hurt a flea. All he does is take a little nip of rum every night before he goes to bed.
Now, please, Granny, don't tell me any more about your neighbors. I realize they're perfectly innocent.
Well, I should think so. What's wrong with taking a little nip of rum before going to bed?
Well, it's the law. That's all I can tell you. You're not supposed to do it.
But I always thought it was very good for coughs, colds, asthma, bronchitis,
yes,
cramps,
earache,
indigestion,
perhaps it
falling
is, but
hair, sore throat, warts.
Possibly so, Granny, but we have a law nowadays, you know. It's called prohibition.
Oh? Well, they have so many laws. Some people even think I'm breaking the law giving people tansy tea.
No,
but it's all free, you know.
No.
I never charge anyone for my medicine. The Lunenburg Charmers never did that. It was just to help the neighbors. Now, these doctors they have nowadays, they charge for their medicine. I don't know quite why, but they do. I suppose it's the modern way of doing things.
I'm sure no one would want to see you put in jail, Granny. Oh. But tell me about this man. What was he looking for?
Well, he wanted my picture.
That's understandable. Anything else?
Well, no. I gave him the loaf of barley bread and... Oh, yes.
when I came to wrap it up in a sheet of newspaper, I tied it with a bit of magic thread I've been spinning.
Magic thread?
Yes, and he seemed very interested, especially when I told him about the secret cave.
What's this?
The secret cave, you know. Where I obtain the gossamer I use in spinning my magic thread.
Granny, where is this secret cave?
Well, it's in the Half Moon Cove, two coves up beyond the lighthouse with the pebble beach. Oh, you'd never find it unless you knew it was there.
Would this cave... would it be big enough to store 50 or 100 kegs of rum?
Oh, yes. You could put hundreds of kegs in it.
Just as I thought, we're on the right track.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing. Before the day is out, I think I'll have occasion to use this pair of magic handcuffs.
Oh, I hope no one gets in trouble.
Not any more than they deserve.
Oh, good afternoon. I didn't know there was a gentleman in the house, or I would have...
Then, go get your clothes on. Put something decent on.
I don't think the gentleman would mind seeing a girl in a modern bathing suit.
No, that doesn't bother me at all. Well, thank you, Granny. Granny, you've been very helpful.
Well,
it's always a pleasure to talk to such a charming lady.
Thank you.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye. There. Now, what a nice man. Two nice men I've seen today.
Didn't even look at me.
No?
The other man... didn't take my picture or anything.
But he took mine.
Didn't take mine.
Because you haven't learned, dear, how to make yourself attractive to men.
I had my new bathing suit on.
That isn't what makes the men take notice.
Supposed to. I read it in the movie mag.
Oh, Verna, you believe everything you read?
About the bathing suit and the lipstick, and I had my hair bobbed, and Lemmick wouldn't even look at me. He keeps around the other side of the fish shed.
Don't you worry. He's looking at you. He notices everything you do.
Yes, but does he approve?
You'll have to find that out yourself. But I can tell you this. He adores your salt cod and pork scraps.
He does.
And he thinks your hooked rugs are the prettiest in the whole county.
He told you that?
Well, didn't he allow you to dye his pants blue? So you'd have plenty of material to do the sky?
Granny, how do I go about making myself irresistible?
Irresistible?
Yes.
Well, in my day, it was very simple.
Oh.
We girls were taught to sew and hook and cook and keep a clean house above all things. And be helpful to the husband whom we all expected to get. And respect him as the head of the house.
That makes you irresistible.
Well, of course. Didn't you know that?
Maybe I've been trying too hard the wrong way.
Granny.
What?
Granny, here's your spinning wheel.
Oh.
I brought it back in the house for you.
Oh.
There.
Thank you, Lemmick.
It's still working. Try it.
Oh, I will. I will.
And, Verna, I want you to leave Granny's spinning wheel alone. If you don't mind.
Very well, Lemmick. If you say so, you're the boss.
I am?
Isn't that right, Granny?
That's right, child. You're the boss.
Yes.
You mean I can give orders around here?
And I'll try to carry them out, Lemmick, the best I can.
The boss?
Yes.
Gee, well, the first thing I want is a dish of spare ribs and sauerkraut for supper tonight.
Oh, that's easy.
And after supper, you can darn my socks.
Yes, dear, of course.
And if you run out of yarn, you can use some of Granny's magic.
Oh, yes.
That was The Case of the Lunenburg Charmer, another episode in the series The Rum Runners, written by Norman Creighton. Inspector McMulloch was played by Bill Fulton, Granny by Miriam Bell, Lemmick by Bruce Armstrong, Verna by Flora Montgomery, and the Gentleman Visitor by Donald Myers. Musical score was arranged and conducted by David Woods. The Rum Runners comedy series was directed for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation by Peter Duncan and produced by Alan Yates of the CBC International Service in Montreal.